You ever not like someone, but the dick is good? Right? Howdy, and puss puss, welcome. It's Just One of Many. The podcast is called Just One of Many. And the reason why it's called Just One of Many is because I'm just one of the many hoes out there. And you, not you, right? But like the guys, the men, are just one of the many experiences in my life. Like, it's all great and dandy, but let's not make it more than it actually is. That's right, just one of many, baby. Especially here in LA, we're all so fucking disposable to each other. Fucking nightmare. Is it a nightmare? Yeah, it's like a blessing and a curse, because you can just kind of like come and go, you know? So back to the, you don't like the person, but the dick is good. I try to avoid those situations just because then I got to actually deal with a person, you know? And what I wanted to talk about, because I was on FetLife earlier, there's this guy. I mean, we started talking, like, I liked his energy online, and that's why I don't fuck around with people online, their energy, because I'm creating, like, I'm creating the fucking person, you know what I mean? Like, they're not, I was supposed to turn over there, they're not necessarily real like that, you know? It's like when you're reading a book, I always liken it to reading a book as where you create the character, like what they're gonna look like, right, in your head. Like, I could tell you I've got dark hair, dark black hair. Does that make sense? Dark black hair. It's salt and pepper these days. And brown eyes, and they're like almond-y shaped. And full lips, but not like wide lips, right? And I don't have the baby fat cheeks anymore. What else? You know, they're slightly thin. My eyebrows are pretty thin. I'd like them to be thicker, but they're still a good shape. They're nice. They get compliments. And honestly, like between me and you, like I have a cute nose. Like I like my nose. So I'm sure you can find my picture somewhere, and if you ask, I'll send you the links to it. So, you know, so I describe all of that. I've got like olive tan skin in the winter. It's a pale olive. What else? A couple moles on my face and short hair. It's short, wavy, crazy hair. And so you can, you know, picture that as you wish. And so for me, that happens with people online. Like I create like a person, right? Like I just create this person, and I have a like situation going on in my head right now with one guy that I've been talking to, one man. He's older than me, he's a man. And I'm just kind of like, I'm trying not to think about him and his personality, but I was reviewing some message and I was like, okay, like I don't know, like I want to meet, I want to see, is there a vibe in person? And I learned this, sometimes the vibe isn't there the first time, people are nervous, things are going on, you know, you're just, I can be such a moody motherfucker. So it doesn't always happen the first time, but let's see if this stays right here. But, you know, second time, shit, maybe even third time. That's how it happened with this one guy I was with for a long time, the musician. Every time we went out, I just kept, like, saying no. But I kept going out. That's the thing. I kept saying yes. I'm like, there's something here. And then we went on to be, like, a long-ass thing for some time, a very intense thing for some time. So back to this guy. So I've been, I started talking to him last year, like in June, July-ish. And, you know, he was all right. He's got long hair. I don't fuck with long hair. Like Keanu, Brandon from Incubus, there's one guy, my street crush. And, oh, there's one more. Oh, there's one guy that hangs out with us at the Munches that I tell him he's my little Fabio because that's my age group. But he likes to be Thor, right? So I'm like, yeah, I don't care for Thor. But you're fucking cute. Like, he's so fucking cute. He's like 25, 26. Just really nice hair, you know, when he smiles. Like, everything is great. Everything is great. He's cool. He's a cool guy. So those are honest, like the four people I fuck with long hair that for real, like have long hair. So this guy's got long hair. So I'm already not feeling that. And then, we were talking and I think we had finally met. No, he was gonna show up to a munch, but I was not able to stay, so I left early. I just came, I said hi, and then I left because I had to go just, you know, do my normal shit. And so he shows up to my munch in August and to Sundays with Puss Puss. And it was a hot fucking August. But we talked, we chilled. It was cool, but I didn't necessarily like feel like the vibe. Like I didn't want to like, you know, I didn't feel like, okay, we're going to fuck. I don't remember. I would have to review the messages if I could find them. But at some point, and I hate the word, we were sexting, right? And yeah, that's exactly what we were doing. And I feel stupid for it. I'm going to tell you why I feel stupid for it. Because number one, I was just on horny. Like I was just horny. Like it didn't even, at that point, it was like, I just want to fuck. And if he's available, let's go. You know, like I didn't even care. And then we were messaging and, oh shit, this motherfucker. This is why we use signals, people. He was not able to host. And I could if I wanted to, but I don't fucking want to. I don't want people in my fucking house. Like, it's my house. I don't want you in there. You know, like, if you want me or you just want this pussy and the mouth, you know, depending on the situation, right? Like, getting really detailed about it. Then fucking invite me over or get a room. Don't start telling me how you can't host, why can't I host? And then tell me that, oh, well, you were at a munch one time recently and, you know, things got carried away and y'all got hot and heavy in the car. I don't give a fuck. That's not a selling point. That's pathetic in my eyes. Oh, so you just want to fuck around in the car? I'm not saying no. Y'all know that I fuck in the car. I love actually to fuck in the car. And that's a very strong word, love. I do. Like, it's fun. It has its moments, but it's more of the like, I just need you now. Not this is my only option to fuck. Like, no, 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 no. One more time. No. So mind you, like I said, I fuck in the car. So I just kind of, you know, let it go, whatever. And then he's fucking, no, 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 no. Wait, sorry. My bad. I was at a munch and I was talking about him and somebody overheard and went running. I didn't know this motherfucker had a girlfriend. Went running to his girlfriend to let her know that he was out here doing stuff. Mind you, they're open, right? They're open. So I get not one, not two, but like six separate messages, each one like 2 to 3 fucking paragraphs long. Now, I have a very bad habit of not reading everything. I'm a skimmer. I skim through shit. I look at the focal points and I try to figure out, are you coming at me or are we doing something together, right? And this looked like she was coming at me and she was coming to him for blood. Like, she was coming at him for blood. Like, you know, do you get what I'm saying? So I was taken aback. Like, are you fucking kidding me, right? Like, are you serious? Like, I don't fuck with this shit. I don't fuck with anyone if I have to deal with their partner, especially in a negative way. I had one situation kind of before, and it was weird. Like, he and I were kind of a thing. Then we were definitely not a thing. And then he went on to be with other women, duh, right? And other girls, and he dated one, and she and I became close friends, and I always had jokes about, you know, paramours and metamours and all this stuff, and I was always a little salty. I am a salty motherfucker. Like, I am salty, and it comes out a lot in February for some reason. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know. So I responded to her, and she wanted to, like, talk on the phone. I was like, no, 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 no. No, I'm good. I said what I said, and I was like, listen, girl, I didn't know. My bad. My respects. You do you. Yes, men are ungrateful. And he was being incredibly fucking ungrateful to her, you know, like, but on that same note, nobody's telling her to fucking be stupid. Cause at this point, she's being stupid. She was like providing for him. She got some nice ass hotel to take him out. I'm not saying don't do that for your man. That's your man. Take care of your man. Take care of your man. I love taking care of my man in any fucking which way I can, you know, If it means I'm gonna take you to the party and have five girls suck you up, let's go, baby. Let me give you a good time. Does it mean I'm gonna cook dinner, you know, a couple times a week? Yes. Couple, what am I look like? We ain't doing that no more. I'm Betty Crocker with that shit, you know? Canned food is still good food. And so it's all about how you season it. It's what you do with it. So, trying to stay focused on the fucking story about this guy because he's been annoying me since last night. And that's just my bad. I'm the one who's annoyed, you know, but that's because I have a good idea of who he is, right? So I think he's in his late 20s. He's in his late 20s. So, you know, I look at everyone, where they are in life, what's going on. What's, you know, I try to, you know, just look at the person as a whole, right? And as a whole, this man is lacking some stuff. And I wonder to myself, is he insecure about things that make him like that confidence to like really go forward? So, oh my God. So he calls me, he texts me later on. He texts me that day and he's like, hey, can we talk? I was like, sure. So he calls me. And I'm like in the middle of like having my own life, right? Like it's a regular fucking weekday. I'm in the middle of just having my own fucking life, dealing with people and all the shit that I gotta do. And I gotta pause to deal with this motherfucker. Mind you, we never kissed. We never fucked. We didn't do nothing. I wasn't 100% interested. And this is why I don't fuck with people online. And this is why when I'm out there and I'm talking to them, I'm like, hey, are you single? Yes. How single are you? Like, is someone gonna start calling you if we're still hanging out at 2 a.m.? Like, I don't want that shit. Like, I'm good. Talk to your people. Take care of your shit. Come back to me when you have free fucking time, you know? Because I don't have nobody calling me at 2 a.m. I don't have anybody on my ass. Even the people that I fuck with, I'm like, listen, don't fucking call me like that. That's disrespectful to me. You know, like, leave me alone. Like, if I'm available, I'll let that be known, you know? I'm not calling anyone at fucking 2 in the morning. I don't know what these heathens are doing. So, I deal with him, and I'm like, yeah, man, do you. You know, like, it's all good. Our time passed. Okay. So now, it's fucking hot in here now. So now, he, what did he do? Apparently, they broke up. But no, nobody has said anything about it, right? So, okay, I'm just letting it be. I'm not asking questions. And he wanted to show up to one of my 420 events. So I host 420 socials. And, you know, I charge people because I need serious people. And it's, you know, it's an event. You buy a ticket, right? And I provide, we go to a dispensary, we have a lounge. I go to nice places here in LA. And we have a lounge and we hang out and we smoke and there's music and there's vibes and I order food. And usually after that, it's like, I'll order little food. It's not like big stuff. It's like little appetizers for the table, right? And after that, we will either go to a bar to drink and eat. There's a place that I like. It's got great mezcal, because, you know, mezcal club. Great mezcal at the bar, and then there's food across the street, and it's like close to home. So I'm like, yes, I'm living the dream right here, right? So he asked about that. He's like, hey, so like, can I go to the thing after? I was like, no, I'm sorry, that's, you know, just the after party is for the people who went to the motherfucking party, right? What, how are you gonna show up? So now I've got people like Bae. She doesn't do this. She doesn't do that. She wants to socialize, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's fine. I'm good with it. Bae has been doing her life long before I existed. I'm not about to fucking tell her how to do shit. You know what I mean? God damn. Imagine somebody coming at me and telling me how to do shit. You know? No, I'd be pissed. So, and I wouldn't deal with it. I wouldn't even tolerate it. You know? So, Bae gets to come wherever she wants to go. I don't charge Bae shit because I love Bae, and that's Bae. How are you going to charge your Bae? You know? Mind you, I'm dating someone that I'm like, hey, if you want to join my squad club, like, you do have to like pay the membership fee. But he's being weird, so you know what? You don't have to join my club. I was trying to let you in on it, but you know, like, that's cool. You stay over there. That's fine. I'm still drinking my skull. My skull club is in my heart. You know what I'm saying? So this guy did that. Then he's always putting maybes to my events. I'm like, maybes don't tickle my pickle, you know? So I don't care. Goings, show ups. You don't even have to RSVP to my shit. Just show up.
Yes, I love it. Show me what it do. Show me you're interested. Like, show me you're interested. I will give you the time of day. It may not work out, but I will give you the time of day. Chances are, honestly, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm very much into you like me, you're interested, you're putting in effort, you're showing me that you know, you want something. Like, why not? Let's try it. Like, you know, worst case scenario, I don't like it. That's worst case scenario. Like, ugly case scenario, you don't like it. So, like I said, I'm a moody motherfucker. So, how much time are we at right here? 15 minutes. All right, so let's finish up. Last night, he was commenting on someone's post about, I wish I could look it up, about being gentlemanly. Like, I don't know, he was defending someone, and he was calling out a guy for being a douchebag online. Okay. And then this morning, I saw, because it's like Facebook, you can see all the stuff going on. And I'm PussPuss9, you can look me up. You know, like, a kitty PussPuss? Okay. So, oh, motherfuck. Yeah, so he commented some shit, and then he commented something else today. Oh, because somebody was like, I want to be in love right now. And I get it. I get it. I've been there. I was feeling that way last year, and I was very anti that shit early this year. A good friend of mine, was like, so, Kiki, are you dating anyone right now? Anything going on? I was like, no. Not doing that. Nope, stop. And then, so now I'm telling on myself. And so, because I wasn't going to tell y'all, not yet. I wasn't ready. So then I'm dating someone now, and it's like, it's serious, but it's not like death grip type shit, you know? Like, he has a life, I have a life. He's aware of my life. He's actually supportive of this shit. It's fucking weird. I just, you know, you should, I gotta start recording, like all the face stuff and all the visuals. I'm just so fucking lucky, right? But anyway, I want to finish about this motherfucker right quick. The long-haired motherfucker. That's what we're gonna call him, the long-haired motherfucker. So he goes and he defends that girl last night, and then he goes and he's writing to another girl who said, what was it? Oh, y'all really think I'm just gonna fuck y'all for no reason, right? Or just because you want to fuck me. So this guy comes on and starts saying, bitch, fuck you. No, first of all, he goes, bitch. And then two, you're fat, blah, blah, blah. Go run on the treadmill and stop worrying about that shit, right? And she's like, the fuck? Like, fuck you, right? And yeah, fuck him. And then she goes, oh, she starts calling him out like, dog, you were messaging me with heart emojis and telling me you like me and you want me and you want to fuck. And because I said no, now you're acting like a dick. No surprise there. I've had that happen so many times. I honestly, like, don't even want to respond to the messages. I try to be really, really, really nice, honestly, because there's no reason to be mean either. Someone is expressing an interest. I'm not interested. All I have to say is, we are not a match at this time. You know, that's it. That's it. If they get aggressive, mean, whatever, I block. It's very simple to block someone. I don't need to deal with that type of shit, right? So this guy goes on to say, you know, there's no courting, there's no talking, there's no courting, there's no time being spent. And I'm like, motherfucker, what are you talking about? You're always trying to run in on some free shit. You don't even buy a coffee. It's the fucking gesture. Fuck the money. It's the fucking gesture, right? So my coffees are $9 sometimes. So fuck the money. It's the fucking gesture. If I like you, we're getting the McDonald's dollar coffee with a fucking app, you know? I don't give a fuck. It's the fucking gesture. That's what it's about. I'm so angry all of a sudden. Oh, I'm premenstrual too. What a motherfucker. Shit.
So back to this motherfucker. So then he says that, and the other guy continues to talk shit, and he's talking to another girl, and they're just like ganging up. Like, it's some bullshit. I blog, I don't listen, but I like to go through the comments and see who's really an asshole and just block that person, because they can all see my account. They all think they can come over to my events if they RSVP. No, you're blocked, you're not allowed. And then I ask you who you are, and if your account is blocked, how the fuck did you even get here, you know? So, I think it's a roadkill. So, I can see it in the rearview mirror. He's saying that shit, and then he goes on, dog, you're drying up pussy with those comments. And I'm like, baby, you dry up pussy all on your own through fucking text messages, through DMs, and just your overall fucking behavior. Like, I don't want to say it like this, but like, fucking man up, do some shit, like show up and show out. Isn't that what they say? Show up and show out, like do your fucking thing. So I can't deal with it. And it turns out, oh, you know, I'm sorry. And that's the problem. My good. We're going to call him friend today. Non-bae. So I have a non-bae. That's a whole other story. But non-bae loves to tell me, it's because you're an alpha. These guys can't handle you. They think they can, but they can't, right? And I'm like, I hear what you're saying. I 100% agree. Like, too bad for me, right? And then the one that I'm dating, God, oh, he just has so many nice words for me. Like, I don't even know what to do. It's not that it's not true. And it's not that I don't believe it. I think I'm great for the most part. Like, I know I've got my flaws. I know I need a moment to reflect on that. I know I've got my flaws, but I've also got my greatnesses, right? And he calls me fire and chaos. I was like, what am I talking about? He calls me fire and chaos. And then I think about, if you guys watch Adventure Time, think about Flame Princess. She can't be with anyone. And she's like, she's fiery. She's passionate. There's anger in there. Like, I'm an angry motherfucker. And I wish I wasn't. And, you know, like, she just can't. She can't, you know, she can't touch. And she can't be touched. And so, you know, with all her walls and all that shit, whatever. So, I'm very much like that. And this man is actually, like, a submissive man. The long-haired motherfucker. And so, you know, we're not a match. We're not a match at this time. I don't know that we'll ever be a match. And if enough time goes by, I'm not interested in you anymore, especially if I have to, like, you know, you're already not my type and I gotta, like, work around your bullshit. I'm good, baby. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. The experience, the sex, the time, the energy is not worth it. It's not. So, he's saying all that, and I'm just like, I guess it's the pre-PMS, you know, like, I'm just bitchy. I want to be like, damn, some of y'all are quick to comment, but you ain't doing the things you say men need to be doing, right? So fuck that shit. So I decided to talk to y'all about it instead. Like, if you're going to be about something, be about something. If you're not about it, that's fine, but don't act like you're about it, you know, like the follow through. And it always takes me back to, and I'm so embarrassed, I was 15 years old in the AOL days, and I used to talk to everybody and their daddies and their mamas and their uncles online. It was the early years of me, like, I guess, you know, like online, not online sex, but like the sexting, and the just engaging with others, you know, older people. I used to fuck in like, at least online, like older guys, but I had one guy. We used to talk every fucking day, and he lived in Washington. I was never gonna see him. I was never gonna meet him. I don't know what kind of weird he was. I found him on Facebook, like, maybe 20 years ago, and I talked to him and I tried to remind him about it, and he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, well, dog, I know it's you, but whatever. Back to when time passes, I don't want to fuck with you. Gone are the AOL days, gone are the pen pal days. I don't want to fucking message you back and forth. I don't know you. I don't want to, you know, just sex back and forth. Like, I don't get off on that. And honestly, I want money if we're doing that. Like, I do. I just want money. I always want money. Send money. Money's good. Money keeps everything going. I need it. Do you know what gas is like? I drive everywhere. Oh, fucking tension. So, with all of that, I think I told y'all some good stuff. And I wanted to leave off with, I am multilingual, just not fluent in all of the languages. But one of them is an Eastern European language. And because, you know, I'll tell you later. And so Bae didn't know that I spoke that. And we met a guy who's from there at a party the other day. And so I started talking to him. And, you know, she was impressed. That was nice. I impressed Bae. That was cute. And as I've also been told that I'm smarter than I look. Could you imagine that? back to the looks, right? I'm like, oh, you're smarter than you look. I'm like, I've also been told I'm prettier in person than in pictures. Somebody tells me that's backhanded compliments. Somebody else said they're gaslighting you. I just think people are stupid to talk, but, you know, that's my opinion. And cut. No, just kidding. Because I got home. That was a long-ass drive. I was at Trader Joe's getting stuff for the house. Because I like for you guys to know what I'm doing. Because, you know, how else are we friends and shit? I mean, we're not really friends. But, you know, how else are we friends and shit? I don't know where y'all are at. Because I don't think I get the analytics for everything. But to all the people not here in LA, not here in California, who are listening, thank you so much for listening. And so one of the dreams, and I gotta get off this thing now, one of the dreams is I'm gonna go on tour for this podcast, right? And I'm gonna fuck the fans on the tour. Like, that's the dream, that's the goal. And low-key, I kind of feel like, how big does this have to be, right? Like, could it be a small tour? Could I just kind of start dropping hints like, hey, I'm gonna be in this city for this time, and, you know, maybe meet up somewhere and have like a little munch, and then, you know, things go well and I fuck you. So yeah, so that is a dream. That is what's going on. Those are the things I think about. I'm going to take care of the rest of the things that I gotta take care of. I'm gonna post this now. It's Monday. It's February. It's almost the end of February. And to all your leap year babies. Yeah. I'm salty, remember? So, oh no, shit. See, spacing out. I fucked the guy. Yeah, speaking his language turned him on. I seem so much smarter. We had good jokes. And yeah, he fucked me. It was good. He was cute. Nice body, cute face. Kissed me. Kisses were good. And that was interesting. That was different. Because you remember how I was talking about the whole kissing thing? And I was high as fuck. And I do not mean weed. And it felt good. But I was high as fuck. So, ciao.